Hi, Dan. This is Barb Provisky calling, and I'm with WKBT Television in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I am the general sales manager here, and we are a CBS affiliate for La Crosse, Eau Claire, which is a hyphenated market in Wisconsin.
And Barb, you attended a live version of my How to Attract, Hire, and Keep Sales Superstars. And feel free to be brutally honest, because you've seen me in seminars and you know that I have no feelings, and so you don't have to worry about hurting mine. When you saw that title of the seminar and you went into the seminar room, what were your realistic expectations?
To be honest with you, this was the first time I'd ever heard you speak, and I very much enjoyed the presentation. I don't really know what I was expecting, except that in the course over the last few years, we've seen a lot of churn in the sales staff, and I was interested in finding out how to find, hire, and keep sales superstars, as your title said. And so in that respect, I was very interested to attend.
So it sounds like you had kind of an open mind. You didn't know whether I'd be able to deliver on the promise of the title, but you were hoping.
Correct. And you go to a lot of these seminars, and some you feel you came out with something worthwhile, others you feel like, well, it was kind of a waste of time. I did not feel yours was a waste of time. I really was interested. You kept our attention. Yours was so different. The approach as far as the attracting and hiring, that we actually attempted to imitate it just recently here at WKBT. We did try it and actually hired somebody from the process with screening them on the telephone. It was kind of interesting because you did catch people off guard, definitely. The ad in itself, people said, well, geez, they didn't know until they started reading it that it was like for WKBT until they got down into the ad.
That's a very good point, because one of the key components of this is what we're looking for is sales superstars, and a lot of broadcast stations make the mistake of, in the ad, requiring broadcast sales experience or advertising sales experience, or at the minimum, a line that says experience selling to retailers, for example. And the philosophy here behind Chet Holmes' techniques is that a sales superstar is a sales superstar, and if they know how to sell, you can quickly teach them how to sell your product or service.
Exactly.
And so, whereas most broadcasters, the first thing you'd see would be the call letters or the name of the company in the ad, here, and I guess we'll keep our headline a secret, but there's a headline that immediately gets the attention of the exact person you're looking for, and it's only after you've made them, or the newspaper ad has made them salivate for the job, that you tell them who you are.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, completely unrelated, I should say that's how good advertising in general, in a radio commercial or a TV commercial, same thing. First get their attention and make them want what you're selling, then tell them how to get it. So you started with a newspaper ad that was different than what you had been running.
Very different. You know, our normal newspaper ads would have said, you know, send your resume to Human Resources, WKBT. This one, buried down deep in the text of the ad was WKBT. We did not say sales experience necessary at all. And we told them to call Cindy. We didn't identify a last name or anything.
Right.
Between the hours of 1 and 3 on such and such a day.
And you say that the callers tended to be surprised at the way you screened them on the phone. It wasn't what they were used to?
Yeah, they did. You know, they tended to, you know, well, what is this job about? They didn't really think it was even probably WKBT because of the way it was worded. You know, I don't know what they thought. But, we asked them, why do you think you'd fit the bill? And, you know, some of them became very wishy-washy. And it was really a good test, because if they're not going to be able to sell themselves on a simple phone call, perhaps they're not going to be what we are looking for. And so we really did feel like, we didn't get a lot. You told us we wouldn't get a lot. you said, you know, you may get one person out. I think you said you may get one person out of 20.
Yeah, what I had said was with the ad that I gave you that I detail in the seminar in a major metropolitan area in Los Angeles or Chicago, it'll probably pull about 60 responses. It'll pull about 40 in a medium market, 20 in a small market, and out of the 20, you'll probably get one or two superstar salespeople. You know, generally out of 20, you probably are going to get one. Is that the number
that
you got?
That was definitely the case with us.
Now, the person, and I'm jumping around here, I hope you'll forgive me. The person that you got, one of the things that we talk about in depth in the seminar is the profile, psychological profile of a sales superstar, and the fact that not only are they different from most people, but often they make for bad interviews in a job situation.
And the person definitely did fit that category. In the interview, and this man, interestingly enough, had been a chiropractor.
That's about as far away from the typical prospect as you would imagine.
Exactly. And, you know, and of course, that was our first question to him is, well, why do you think you can sell? You know, and he explained it, and he really had a good explanation. And he said, hey, I ran my own business. I had to go out and get customers. I had to sell people on using my services. And I said, well, a chiropractor makes good money. Why do you want to get out of it? He said, it's a stress. It's a horrible stress. And, you know, interestingly enough, I have interviewed other people like in pharmaceutical sales and things like that, and this is the thing that I do hear from them is the stress. I wanted to add that there was part of your presentation that I employed. I was in the process already when I had saw your presentation in January of down to the final two candidates, actually, for a local sales manager position, which I had open also. And they need to be also, as you know, a very good salesperson. And so what I did is I employed your closing technique with actually both of them, and it was surprisingly effective, actually, with both of them.
So when you say the closing technique, I'm guessing, correct me if I'm wrong, you're talking about once you've decided that this person does seem to be someone you want to hire and you're actually ready to offer them the job. In this system, I insist that before you offer them the job, you follow one more step. Is that the step we're talking about?
Exactly.
And so you did it. I don't know, I'm about to ask a question I don't know the answer to. Both of them look good. Did both of them pass the test?
They both passed the test, which made my decision even harder. I actually, you know, had to then go back and look again and just see which one was going to come back at me, I guess, one more time.
And that's interesting. Without revealing our secret ingredient here, before you took that step, this is a radically different step than what almost anyone else has done. How did before you did it the first time? How did you feel about it? Were you nervous? Were you uncomfortable?
I was very nervous to do it because I thought I could lose this person, and it really does show you what their commitment is.
Right.
It really does. You know, if they're interested, they're going to fight at that point. They're not going to just, you know, put their tail between their legs and say, well, okay.
Right. Which is surprising. When you take that last step, it's surprising to see the candidates who looked perfect for the entire interview, and everything looks good until you get to this key moment, and suddenly you discover they're not real salespeople. And so I would encourage anyone who does get the audio version of the seminar, understand that the first time you try it, or the first couple of times, actually I think there are several steps from the way you screen the phone calls to the way you end the actual live interview. Several steps that are so radically different that at first you're going to feel nervous, and all I can do is ask you to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that you've done it and you've seen the results, I'm guessing the next time you're not going to be so worried about it.
No. And, in fact, now that person is still here and definitely working out very well. And my boss actually came, and because it's funny, the one, you know, like I said, they both passed the test, so then we had to go deeper into the process. And Scott was actually cheering on the other person and has came and thanked me at least 5 times, saying thank you for sticking to your guns and convincing me. So it's working out very well.